other levels also exist, such as the level in which disincarnate spirits are bound close to their physicalness in the immediate environment of the earth arena. These spirits do not pursue the journey back to their higher selves, but remain bound with their non-physical, individual states close to the earth. Imagine that your personality, your characteristics, and part of your non-physical self wish to remain intact and not proceed on their evolution. The process of the soul discharging the aspects of personality does not happen. A combustion and congestion occurs within the energy system. Usually this happens when a soul cannot accept that it must move on and release a particular incarnation. In some instances, a soul holds on to a personality because that personality was particularly successful or powerful in its lifetime. The congestion in the process of evolution that occurs produces the phenomena that we refer to as evil spirits, ghosts, or possessions. These spirits choose to remain earthbound, within the earth's auric field. Are they evil? They are negative, yes, but evil is another issue. Do they encourage negativity? Yes, but that is part of the law of attraction. Their own energy is drawn to like forces of energy or like forces of weakness. Within this realm, these spirits can create additional negative karma by pursuing malevolence. Therefore, it is possible to speak of evolving beyond karma as the Buddhas do. They are referring to the karma of the earth, where there is always this circumstance of choice between how you want to learn, which path you shall choose. The Buddhas refer to the earth, to the human experience and how it is set up, which is with free will, choice, placed between faith and doubt, good and evil, between the choices and dualisms that our species has created. It is that karma that they are referring to, not the karmic patterns that cease to be once you, as a soul, no longer require learning in the world of duality. Even though angels have will, they do not accumulate karma as we think of it. It is not part of their dimension. Yet they have will. The law of karma as we understand it is the law of karma for physical matter and spirit, not for spirit.